And good afternoon. It is a Wednesday, January the 27th, 2016. 12:12 coming up on 12:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Scott Spears along with you today on the Now program. And for the next 2 hours, you are not going to want to leave your radio because this is going to be a great program. I'm going to tell you real quick what's coming up in hour two today. In our second hour, we're going to be joined by Carol Vagoda Fuchs, because as you know, a dear friend of this program who was on many, many times, he was on last September, legendary actor Abe Vagoda from The Godfather and Barney Miller and Fish, sadly passed away yesterday at age 94, and we're going to remember him today with his daughter, Carol Vagoda Fuchs, and Todd Bridges, who starred as his son on the TV series Fish. So remembering Abe Vagoda and a lot of clips from him on this show over the years in hour number two. But hour number one today is going to be a lot of fun. I've told this story before. Last May, I was at Kent State for their big celebration in commemoration of the Kent State shootings. And the speaker this past year was legendary, and this is absolutely true, legendary activist, comedian, generally great guy, Dick Gregory. Had a chance to meet him there, had a chance to sit with him and do the interview. I still have the picture. It's a pleasure. Every time he's on this program, it's been far too long. It was one of the great moments of my life because Dick Gregory makes you think. And he's also a funny man. I've never met somebody who is such a Renaissance man as this gentleman. And every time he's on the show, it's absolutely my pleasure. So when the world goes crazy, which is most of the time, which it is right now, it's always my pleasure to say these words. Joining us today via telephone, Dick Gregory. Mr. Gregory, how are you?
God bless you, my brother. Peace and love to you and the family, and a late happy new year. And just thank the universe for you, because I think we're beyond the point of no return now. And the Romans didn't know that. The Germans didn't know that. Caesar didn't know that. You see, we locked into religion. So when you say, "Our Father," I said, "Well, who told you God was a man?" The universal God put the moon, the sun. Do you know if the sun at 12 noon, if the sun lasted 1/10 billion of a second longer, this whole planet will burn up? And yet that universal God haven't told you, "I made the sun, I made the moon." A bunch of chump, ignorant men said that, and now it's out of hand now. For instance, if you looked at the snowstorm we had here the other day, here's what it cost just to clean up Washington, D.C. Now, there was Philly all the way down the line. There was Virginia. There was Maryland. Just for Washington, D.C., $1.8 million for every inch of snow. Did you hear me?
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, no. We can do that with sexism, with Russia. That's how they do it. But it's over now. And they arrogance, they don't see that. And then you got poor white folks. That's why Trump is doing so good. You haven't heard a black or a white person talking about racism with him. You see, you got white folks that's scared, frightened to death. They see stuff. You think I get more information from black folks than white folks get? You got Jones and all of them. You got white folks, man. Look, when I look back at the coal industry in West Virginia, I was born in 1932, and those white folks were so scared. See, I didn't know that. I thought white folks had power. I thought white folks wouldn't tolerate anything. And you got white folks, listen, now I'm going to get, who cares, huh? I came up knowing black folks had cancer and didn't want the doctor to tell them they had it, okay? I don't want to know, okay? And so consequently, how can all this stuff be happening and they don't know it. They punks. They scared of it. That's why they talk about my home is your castle. You heard that word before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah.
When's the last time you heard it? That's an unfair question to ask. You haven't heard it recently. That was my case out of Chicago when I marched on Mayor Daley's house and they arrested me and the demonstrators. And I took that case with ACLU all the way to the Supreme Court and they knocked it out. That's why you haven't heard my home is my castle. That don't exist no more. And so consequently, you look at soldiers, and this is the most incredible piece. 3 months ago, the Pentagon signed an $80 billion deal with Boeing Aircraft to buy these planes. I haven't turned on TV or radio to hear them begging for money. But every other commercial, they're talking about send money in to help our veterans. Okay, 99% of the veterans is white folk. Can you be that? They dumb and I didn't know that. Huh? I didn't know that because I didn't see no white folks. Huh? I'm in an all-black neighborhood and I thought white folks had power. Huh? And those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, just start looking at TV and look at all these ads they run to send money in to help veterans, but they never say send money in so we can repair this tank. Send money in so we can do the... And another thing, you know, we got to ask ourselves. We go to Iran, we go to Iraq, we go to all these countries who don't have... Maybe you've never heard nobody saying, I'm going to Iran or Iraq to get treatment for this new thing we can't seem to find out. All of Britain and America and France, they have top research in science, okay? Technology, okay? They can go up to outer space. Those countries we fighting don't have that kind of technology. You see anybody talk about, I want to go to school in Iraq. Let me tell you something. Have it ever bothered people to know what all the money we spend on technology to go fight countries who don't have no research and our soldiers come back with all kind of syndromes? 47 soldiers that we know about commit suicide every day. The Vietnamese not committing suicide. Those countries, we go over there and fight with no technology. What is this about? Huh? What is this about? Every time you look around, you see some soldier went in some place or killed his wife and killed his family. And then you had the big scandal where we don't give a damn about them. Okay, they parade them around with a medal and they talk about certain days this and certain days that. And then we find out some of them going a year. A year. They come back as drug addicts, huh? And we don't have a damn thing about it. And yet and still we talk about America, the beautiful, and now it's about to come down. And we don't know why they like Trump so much. Because Trump is getting out there. When you get a young guy, listen to this, man. Here's a youngster driving drunk, killed four people. His defense was he's so rich, that he didn't know about his behavior. Well, wait. We've been listening to that bull crap, man, for damn near a year, and they ain't told us where the money come from. Who's the family? Is it Rockefellers? We don't know where that money come from, and nobody white is going to ask where. How'd they get rich? Who is she? Huh? Who is she? Who's the daddy? And so again, I'm saying, when you sit and you look and stop and think, and then when you look at that civil rights movement, we did something that nobody's ever been able to do. We took on the greatest, mightiest country that ever existed in the history of planet Earth, the civil rights movement. and brought them to their knees without a gun, without a bomb, without anything. And nobody talks about it because that's what the stuff is about, but they know it. And so when they came in, and the black president was elected, go back and check the social media. I didn't only say a year before that first election he had won by a landslide, and then again the second time he'd win by a landslide, okay? And he might win again, because we right in the middle now of a takeover. We right in the middle now of this country, okay, going into martial law. Let me give you a couple examples. I'm the one released the picture with Ron Brown with the bullet in the back of his head. Okay, not the FBI. All right? Not the United States government. And rich white dudes gave it to me. And when they was the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology in Washington, D.C., they came and brought them to me and showed me the bullet. And I started crying, man. I started crying. I'm looking at these seven people that know they're going to lose their... And what... See, I couldn't tell you this one for so... All you got to do is punch it up. And you see all seven of them. One of them was a general getting ready to get another star. And I said, wow, man, it sure is nice to be around free white folks that will come to me and say, here it is. Okay, here it is. And so, consequently, there never was a plane wreck. All them white folks got killed that day, and then they crashed the plane, and then they told us the next guy, the guy that ran the airport over there, committed suicide. No, he kept saying it was a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. And so when I sit and think about, you know, they said, oh, we don't want those Negroes to go to school with us because they'll mess up our school. All my life I've been told that good schools flunk dumb people out. Now all at once white folks in America say dumb people flunks your schools out. Y'all crazy? And so this is what this is about. And somewhere, I mean, think about all of the craziness, all of the viciousness that have gone on in this planet. Nobody have went through what black folks have went through in America. I want you to hear this good now. And yet, white folks look at me and they see something so pure that they let black folks take care of their children. They let them cook the food. You've never had anyone go through what African Americans have gone through in America. When they look at me, they see something. They can leave me with their children. They can go take vacations and leave the children, and nobody even thinks about that. And then the other thing, I spent $2 million doing research on breast milk. What I wanted to know is my mother's my eight generation of nannies have nursed white people's children, and I'm trying to find out how many more generations before those white folks become Negroes. Okay, how many before they become Negroes? And one of the doctors that was doing the science called me 20 years later and see it's happening now. I said, oh, I know that. You look at Mike Jagger. Look at him. Listen at their music. Listen at their noise. Look at the way they dress. Y'all don't know that? There is a universal God. When you look at your hand, and I wish y'all would look at your hand, the Catholic Church didn't make that hand. Huh? The Baptist Church, the Muslim Church didn't make that hand. The same universal God power that made the moon and the sun and the whole universe made that hand. when the Pope came here, I looked at white supremacy at its best. No old white folks, no old white men, no women at all. And they couldn't keep him in that Pope mobile for him jumping out, running, hugging little white children. And a month later, he went to Africa and he ain't touched a black child. And that's what we into? That's what we into? And those of you all that listen and going crazy, okay? Sometime this week, punch up on your computer or get one of your children or somebody who know how to use it. Punch up on your computer, February the 2nd, 2013. You got that? February the 2nd, 2013. The Bank of Italy suspended all Vatican credit cards around the world because they was trafficking little girls, little boys, and laundering drug money. And don't get mad at me. Anybody can get mad at something you don't like. Get mad at the damn bank over there and see how long you will live, okay? That's what this is about. Yeah, I know this. And so, my brother, I'm just saying that thank God. Can you hear me?
I can.
I'm just saying thank God for shows like this here. Because there's a whole lot of people I see that hear things and see things. I'm the first one to say Kennedy didn't die in Dallas, okay? He was a vegetable. He died April of 71 on the Nassau Island. And thank God through that civil rights movement is something in me I've learned a long time ago that truth don't have to be validated by ignorance, okay? Okay. And so consequently, when you sit, that's what the Nassau, for you young folks, that's what Jackie Kennedy married Onassis, that thug, dope-pushing punk. Okay, the body was shipped to a naval base in And so all of this here, I looked at some research one day, and y'all can find it if you don't want to find it. I looked at some research. I sit home last night and looked at the State of the Union. And I'm telling you, especially you white folks, you should call up CNN and C-SPAN and ask them to send you a copy of last night's speech. 80% of it was about white folks being hooked to drugs. Huh? White folks, the number one drug out. Well, I don't have to prove this to you. You white folks know it. Huh? The number one drug out state in America, okay, is Northeast. Huh? 81% of all the folks that OD from drugs in the states up there are white. White folks. And when Kennedy, Clinton came on to speak for his wife the first time and everybody was looking, he opened up talking about drugs and we got to do something about it. Drugs. And all you got to do is punch it up and wonder why 91% of these white children that's ODing from this cheap heroin, it happens at night. And I was shocked to hear Clinton say something that many of us been knowing. This cheap heroin they got out here, it tells the brain when you sleep. When you're going to sleep, it tells the brain to keep pumping, keep making the heart beat while you sleep. That's why 91% of these OD drug deaths come from that cheap heroin. Because in that heroin, it sends a message to your brain, the part that tells your heart to keep beating while you sleep. I know this, and Harvard University don't know this. Yeah. All this stuff you folks brag about don't know this. Well, and so again, I'm saying, it shows like this. I know this, and NBC don't know it. You think NBC would run this show you doing now? Huh? Okay, and so that's why is that that's why you got young folks coming through now with a different attitude, a different attitude. And so that's what this is about.
You know, Mr. Gregory, there's something I wanted to ask you about.
Yes.
Because a few weeks ago, a poll came out from Western Illinois University, a poll that they say has not been wrong since 1975 in predicting the president, the poll that they do there at the college.
Yes.
And they have this election being won in a landslide by Bernie Sanders. Is that...
By who?
Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Now, is logical?
No, no. Let me tell you something. And when you finish, call my wife and give her a number. And tomorrow, I will fax you overnight. Dick Gregory ran for president. Now, there's few people that know I'm the first Negro to run for president of the United States. They say, well, Jesse and about, no, no. They ran in the primary. I ran for president. I ran as a white, a write-in. Okay? And the election was November the 4th, Tuesday, 1968. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, November the 7th. I want y'all to hear this good. And then you think about the question you just asked me. And some of you can punch it up now. The Wall Street Journal, November the 7th, 1968, headlines. All the multi-millions of dollars of computers had to be shut down at midnight because they were spitting out Dick Gregory as the president-elect. The machine had me getting 9 million votes in the state of Pennsylvania. Okay? All right. Now, all you folks, especially you white folks that think you in a free democratic society, and like I said, when you give my wife your address, I'll get that to you overnight. Tomorrow, I'll put it in the mail. It's a half a page. Cronkite talking about a mistake. No, it wasn't a mistake made. They went in and tricked it so Nixon could win. Okay? That's what that was about. They went in and tricked it so Dick Nixon could win, and somewhere they hooked it up wrong. Okay? Now, y'all can cuss me and feel any way you want to feel about me. You go and look at one of the major white papers in the world and see what they said, okay? And then you should feel bad going to war, fighting for something. And they've been tricking elections. They can make anybody win they want to win. And so then again, I'm going to say to you, that's what this is about, my brother. That's what this is about.
Who?
They pick some insignificant college. The only reason I know about the college, I went to Southern Illinois University, and they was in our conference. Okay? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I never heard of Western Illinois. Are you serious? So that's what, and you will have that. You will have that. I will pull that out and send that to you when the Watergate. And oh no, I'll send you another one too. I'll send you Monica Lewinsky, who brought President Clinton almost to his knees. And I got to checking, and that famous picture. Matter of fact, if you got somebody there in the office now with a computer, tell them to pull it up. That famous picture of Monica Lewinsky on the White House lawn hugging the president. And when you look at that picture, you see all them hundreds of people out there. Had on summer t-shirts on the White House lawn. She had on a winter outfit, a navy pea coat, a navy winter hat. That picture was cropped in. Huh? Cropped in. See, they put presidents in when they don't do right. We heard about how everybody was asked about President Obama's birth certificate. And you noticed there wasn't Klansmen. There wasn't no ignorant, redneck Klansmen that can't read or write. a white businessman. So Obama said, okay, all right, y'all can have it. So the woman in Hawaii that's over the health department, she has the authority to release it. 2 weeks before Christmas, she was killed in a plane wreck. Eight people on the plane, and she's the only one that dies. When we look at the autopsy, she had no water in her lungs. She's the only one on the plane that didn't have a life preserver on. Now, I'm telling you, you can pull that up now if you got somebody in the office. And then pull up the picture of Lee Harvey Oswald. Jack Ruby in there. And look at it. And you see something. When you look at it, what convinced everybody that Lee Harvey Oswald killed the president, the Life magazine front cover had the picture of Lee Harvey Oswald, had the gun he used to kill Tibbet, the cop, and had the rifle he used. Can y'all be that stupid to believe when somebody get ready to kill the president, they order a gun through mail order from citizens? Oh, y'all crazy. But that's what hatred will do for you. That's what all the nastiness will do. And so consequently, when you sit and look at that picture, look at it and look at the shadow, because you can't lie on God. You can lie on the church, but you can't lie on the universal God. Look at that picture on the front cover, okay? And when you look at that picture, you will see the shadow, his body shadow, is going backwards. His nose shadow is going forward on his face. And then when you look at it good, you see the neck don't fit the body. The picture was dubbed, okay? This is your America, huh? This is what this is about.
If they do rig the elections, Mr. Gregory, who do... Because I know you have a team there. Who
I didn't
is,
hear you. You know that I have what?
You have a team. You have a team of researchers.
Mm-hmm.
Who... Is it going to be Obama under martial law, or who do they have in mind?
How do you get so smart?
Yeah, listening
well,
to you.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Let me say this first, and then I'll... When Friday, this coming Friday, it'd be 5 weeks when 14 people was killed in California. Remember that?
I do.
Okay, now watch this now real close. Did you know that was a Christmas party?
I remember that.
Huh?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, it was the health department's workers for the county. And every year they had a conference, and then after that it led into a Christmas party. If you went to a Christmas party today after this show, would you take your cell phone with you or leave it at home?
I would probably take it with me.
Okay, so say 99% of people at the Christmas party had their cell. How come we didn't hear one picture? How come we didn't see one picture? How come we didn't hear one shot? How come we hear nobody screaming? How come we didn't see one ambulance, huh? Okay. And when the first news broke, there was three white men. And then we are stupid enough in America to believe after what they said they did, they called them 6 miles from where it happened. And then they tell us about him and his wife, and a strange thing happened. When one of the deputy sheriffs opened up the back door to the SUV, the woman was handcuffed. And he didn't know the trick. He said it. And 10 minutes later, the FBI stepped in and said, we're now taking over the investigation. And you haven't seen that old bald head sheriff since, okay? Another thing, too. that you all can do.
Mm-hmm.
Google, and then I'll get to your question. Google the marathon terrace. I lived outside of Boston. I ran the marathon four times. Terrorism is to create a terror to scare people. Okay? So now, if you are my friend, and we have friends, we hang out together, and you running the marathon, man, we come in. Today is a holiday in Boston, in Massachusetts. We come in. We come in to watch our friend. Except on Sunday, you can't party because you got to run the next day. We go out and party. So now, for some of you that do, it's worth going there where to the marathon that's coming up. It's like 50-some miles away from where it ends. It starts. Go there. It's almost 80,000 people that show up, all of our friends. And at the beginning, why didn't they blow it up there? Huh? Why did they wait 2 hours till after the finish was over to blow it up? Because if they'd have blew it up when them top runners around the world was coming, they wouldn't have had no more marathons till 30 years because your top marathon people would have been killed or injured, okay? Now, let's watch this. God just blesses me. I'm talking about the real God. I just ran home and turned on the news, and I got people who alert to me. My wife called me and said, Greg. So they interviewed the governor, black man. They said, Governor, when did you hear about this? He said, about 15 minutes ago. So how'd you find out? He said, my daughter called me. Did you hear what I said? Huh? My daughter called. Here's a governor who got state troopers guarding him 24 hours a day. And the state troopers that knew about it had to call his folks because you didn't know if it was something going to hit the governor and everybody else. His daughter called him. Okay? All right? Now watch this. About 60 miles from Boston is a nuclear plant. The Pilgrim nuclear plant. Okay? So I called a friend of mine in Paris. I said, I need you to let me know what happened in Boston. We didn't know if that was a decoy to blow up the nuclear plant. I want to know when the nuclear plant shut down. The marathon was, they shut the nuclear plant down on Saturday. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right? They shut it down on Saturday. Now, they sent two top FBI agents in to take over the investigation. Now, y'all can Google this. Okay, you have to wait for me to mail you nothing. Google the top two FBI agents, the top two, that was taking over the investigation, which means no cop, no sheriff, no deputy could speak anything else. 2 weeks after they got back to FBI headquarters in D.C., they both were killed. They say they fell out of a helicopter doing helicopter training in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm making it easy for you, right? All right? And if you look and see, those of us that do the research know Bin Laden was killed December 01. Hmm? And that mess they showed us in the White House. When we looked at all the six Navy SEALs that went upstairs where Bin Laden was, the third floor, and killed him. All six of them are dead. Okay? died here when they got back to America. It was about 29 Navy SEALs on the object. All but two of them are dead. The six, now listen to this here. The six that, you know, they made the movie about and all that. The six that's dead. The one that says shot him in the head. Let me tell you how he died. He was on a rifle range with some other Navy SEALs. And one of them shot him in the head accidentally and killed him. Yo, America. And so when you stop and think about, you know, what goes on and how NBC, CBS, and ABC, the big boys know it. They know it. The little peons is doing the news. They don't know nothing. They just take something that they feed them, okay? So that's how I stay ahead. And as people ask me, well, aren't you scared? No. Y'all learn how to be a real American like me. You don't get scared of nothing. When you know who you're dealing with. Now, before I get into what you just asked me, the capital of the United States of America was in Philadelphia. And that's what I love about real white folks, man. Real ones. See, white ain't a color, it's an attitude. And if you don't have trillions of dollars in the bank, you can't have the attitude. Queen Elizabeth make $360 million every 24 hours just interest on her money. Y'all. And so that's why I tell black folks, 99% of you never seen a white person. White ain't a color, it's an attitude. If you stupid enough to believe some ignorant, can't read, can't write, ain't been to college, Ku Klux Klan can determine public policy, you are out of your mind. Okay? And so when you look and stop and think about, you know, what they're doing, real money, real money. You take $1 million and change it into 1 million seconds, that's 13 days. Take $1 billion and change it into seconds, that's 32 years. How many of you white folks, black folks, ever met a real white person? That's what we're talking about. Now let's go and look at in 2012, an executive order was signed by the House, 2012. And all you got to do is punch up the executive order by the White House, 13603. That's the number, okay? That's the number. And you will see executive orders 90 days after they signed it, they implement it. Gives the president and his folks the right to cancel all elections. And that's about y'all got any sense. You're looking at theater. You're looking at theater. Gives them to right. Now, I'm going to tell you this again. Executive Order 13603. And that's what all this stuff is going on to set up martial law. Suspend the election. Okay? And the president stays president. Woo! Now watch this. George Washington, a bunch of thug, punk, evil. Evil. If there's a heaven and a hell anywhere, they will not be there, and they know it. Let me tell you what these shrewd white boys did in Philadelphia. July the 4th, 1776. 76, they knew that they didn't reflect freedom. They could not be the face of freedom because they was a bunch of ignorant, dirty slave owners. And once you're a slave owner, you rape anything. Okay, little children, little boys, little, okay. I hear this good. The great thing about them is they're honest enough to know they couldn't reflect the face of freedom. So in Philadelphia, they took a Liberty Bell and said, 12 noon today, we'll hit this bell. And when it rings, this will be the face of freedom. Not the Catholic Church, the Baptist Church, the Christian Church. The real universal God cracked that bell from the bottom all the way up to the top. And them ignorant white boys didn't have enough whatever to turn the bell around. So when you go to Philadelphia and look at the Liberty Bell, the symbol of the Liberty Bell is a cracked bell. Okay? A cracked bell. And those of you that ain't too scared, George Washington was the 9th president of the United States, okay? America's birthday is July the 4th, 1770. Washington become president to 89. You look at it, okay? You look at it, huh? Okay? And so now to get back to your question, more cops in America die from suicide than killed in the line of duty. Did you hear me? More cops in America die from suicide. 98% of cops that get shot with their own gun. Okay? In the struggle, somebody takes it from them. The number one divorce occupation in America is police, and their second marriage is whores. Now let me tell you how filthy this is. Y'all been listening to all this cop killing, and not once have you heard a black person or a white person hint. Did you test them for drugs? Did you test them for alcohol? Hear me now. Y'all hang out with cops, you know how much they drink. They go in bars, they don't have to pay for it. They throw guns in after they kill you, huh? Okay, well, have fun and have fun quick, because recess is just about over. And I'm going to say to you now, there will be no election. There'll be no election. We'll be under martial law. And before I finish this, let me say this here. When I look in the mirror, I'm one of the fine human beings on the planet. I spent millions of dollars trying to change this. My hero is John Brown, a white man that died, took his two sons with him for my liberation. I'll die to liberate black folks, but I'm not taking my grandchildren with me. And I want you to hear this good. Two things. When we in America sent our scientists to Columbia 300 years ago to check out hieroglyphics, we hadn't cracked the theory, but we knew one day we would. So we went there and we drew pictures of the hieroglyphics on the wall. We took photos of the hieroglyphics 300 years ago. 150 years later, we cracked hieroglyphics. And here's what it said. One day, the white lady will do the... No, it said, white man, one day the white lady will do to your children what you are doing to ours. And back then, cocaine wasn't called the white lady. Okay? So you look now. The number one OD group is white folks. Every day. Huh? They said that way back then. Okay? And so now, what we're looking at is chaos. Hmm? I talked to a friend of mine in Iran. He said in 2 months, gasoline in America will be less than 30 cents a gallon. Huh? When you get ignorant and nasty and mean and ungodly, you don't see people. You see your ignorance. Let me tell you something. Persia. When I was a little boy, all they talked about in school, Negro school, is the great Persian Empire. That's what y'all messing with now, but you don't know it because you think you supreme. They got $150 billion back last week. And a friend of mine told me within 2 months, gasoline will be below 30 cents a gallon. And those of y'all that just think in Detroit right now, while we're talking, gasoline is 47 cents a gallon. Did y'all hear me? 47 cents a gallon. And if those of you listening to me, if we own filling stations, when it get down to 29 cents a gallon, it don't do us no good to go to work. Because we get our money off the bottom after taxes, huh? They're not going to work. They're not closing. Your infrastructure will not have money to pay for it. They got 500 some million gallons they're fixing to roll out now, and they're going to start them pumps. They hate you worse than you hate them. But they can prove it, okay? That's where this is going. Now, let me tell you, when I look in the mirror, and when I get through talking to you, I'm going to look in the mirror, and I don't see this Dick Gregory that y'all see. I see a Negro-hating, black man. Black man. I see a criminal, just like I do when I look at you. Why? I got to go to a freedom meeting in Budapest. My plane ticket, $43,000 round trip. I pay, and 12% of that is taxes that go by your bombs and your guns. And so when them cops shoot black folks in the back of the head, I'm paying for that. That's who I am. Okay? So that's what I'm telling you. I am honest enough to see I'm part of you. If somebody's raping a woman and I'm holding her, I can't be arrested for rape. But there is a crime that I'm doing, and that's me. So I just say to you, that's what you're looking at when you're looking at this theater. That's what you're looking at.
I tell you, Mr. Gregory.
I'm sorry.
No, every time you are on, it is absolutely enlightening. And whether people want to believe it or not, they certainly have to think about it. And I can't believe we're already out of time. I want to have you back on real soon because I want to talk about the things going on in Michigan with the water. I also want you to tell the story that you told at Kent State about you, about being wiped out or trying to be wiped out by the mob. And it made the newspaper. What a great
interview. Chicago Tribune.
Oh, amazing. So we've got to have you back on real soon.
And all you got to do is call my wife. She'll set it up.
Oh, Mr. Gregory, you stay well. I'm going to fax that number over and address, and we will get back in touch real soon.
I'll get that off to you tomorrow.
You stay well, sir.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Peace and love.
And that's all we have here. Coming back with a tribute to Abe Vigoda on the other side. Pat Carroll, I adore you. Please come back.
I adore you back, Scott. I've had a lot of fun having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye.